from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. There are many stories to cover this morning in the Big K Morning Show. One that will impact this region for generations potentially is if U.S. Steel leaves, and we could be on a very critical decision day. Joining me in studio is our own Tamira Rush, who was also downtown at the base of what used to be known officially as the U.S. Steel building. Tamira, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's walk through this timeline. So we've known for quite a while now, Nippon has offered to buy U.S. Steel, U.S. Steel up for sale, and a lot of politicians, both sides and the candidates currently, including Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, they don't agree on much, but they at least agree on this should not happen.
Right.
And the current president, Joe Biden, saying so also. That said, what happened downtown at the rally yesterday?
As I arrived, it was a sea of orange, like hundreds of employees who are supporting this deal. I mean, it seemed like it was a time where people were reflecting on what it used to be and where they were before, and they don't want to revisit that proposition. I spoke with several employees who were basically saying this is something that has to happen. They were second generation, third generation, fourth generation. Their parents were and their grandparents were workers, and they just don't want to go back and revisit that. And it's it hits home when you see people who really are crying out to save their jobs. And I think that's where we are. And I mean, you had the executives hitting it home for them yesterday, basically saying this is a deal that needs to be done. And this is where we have to get to in order to save jobs. And I mean, people in the communities benefit from these plants as well.
And not just suggesting, saying if this doesn't get done, by the way, there's a good chance we move completely out of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's what the CEO had stated yesterday, sent out a letter, stated in a Wall Street Journal, that if the deal isn't done, we're moving, we're gone. And that is serious business. And I don't think people are taking that in as much as you would see, as much as I witnessed yesterday at the rally. I mean, people were adamant about getting
this deal done.
That's exactly right.
Nippon has basically doubled what they were going to invest on paper in the Mon Valley from $500 million to $1 billion.
Correct.
And they've kind of sweetened the deal, hoping that that would turn the tide, but it doesn't seem like it's made a difference with the campaigners or the current president. But a lot of passion, including the mayor of West Mifflin, right?
Yes, Mayor. Yes, West Mifflin Mayor Chris Kelly.
I'm wondering why more people aren't pissed at the politicians using these people in the Mon Valley as pawns. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you should be upset.
So we could be hearing, after they went through a process of vetting whether this is a risk to national security, among other points of this deal, it could be struck down by the president.
And that's what we're hearing right now. It's just a wait and see kind of thing. But you had Braddock Councilwoman Sharday Jones. She was there as well, former mayor. She was there. She's a councilwoman now. And she was there and she was she was making her plea as well as a Black woman in the community, what it means for her and what she would like to see. And I mean, she's young, she's engaged. So they had people in position yesterday to make the case of where we will end up if this isn't done.
So I understand, as part of the proposal, Nippon said, along with that $1 billion for the Mon Valley investment to upgrade the facilities, they would also keep the headquarters in Pittsburgh. I would imagine that's attractive to everybody here.
Exactly right. And that's kind of what you focused on with Rich Fitzgerald yesterday. He made that plea. That is basically what we want to see. And let's try to figure something out. Let's come together and figure something out to get the deal done and allow this opportunity to maintain and stay here in Pittsburgh. But you have Kamala Harris, you have former President Donald Trump, who are out there campaigning basically against this deal.
So my question is, and it's been suggested that that's campaign talk, and after the election, November 5th, well, maybe we can revisit this. The door is open, because some of the union members said, well, that was a press release from Nippon, not a contract. But what if they felt comfortable with the amount of money and the deal was done, but we might not have that much time.
Right. So in speaking with an employee yesterday, that was one of the cases that she was making to me. She basically said they're playing with our livelihood and our lives. Right. So she says, well, this will go away after the campaign. I mean, after an election, this all goes away. This is campaign speech. And I think people now are frustrated with them using this for their benefit, I should say, in that case. And people were upset there. People were upset, and they were saying that they don't want to hear that. They don't want to be in between the whole campaign dribble, right? They want to maintain their livelihoods, and they want to make sure that there is a plant here.
So the bottom line is they want a deal.
They absolutely want a deal, and they had supporters there. So
we'll see what happens next.
That's exactly right.
Tamara Rush, thank you.
My pleasure.
Now you got to find out where Kamala Harris is staying.
Exactly right. I'm on it.
When you heard the news, probably late morning yesterday, of another school shooting, a lot of people's first reaction is, oh, no. Not again. With details, CBS's Dave Malkoff in Georgia.
This is now the deadliest act of school violence in Georgia history. When we arrived here on scene yesterday, the streets were locked down. Parents were just abandoning their cars by the side of the road, leaving the doors swinging and coming running to get here, to get to their kids.
A community is in mourning after another unspeakable American tragedy. Yesterday, just before 10:30 a.m., police say a 14-year-old student carrying an AR-style rifle opened fire at Appalachie High School, located just about an hour outside of Atlanta.
The gunshots were so close to me, like, my ears started ringing real bad. Like, the whole classroom was smoking. I had saw one of my classmates on the ground, like, bleeding so bad.
Students and teachers barricaded themselves in classrooms.
You could hear gunshots, like, just ringing out through the school, and, like, you're just wondering, like, which one of those is going to be somebody that you're, like, best friends with or somebody that you love.
The suspected shooter, identified as Colt Gray, was taken into custody alive. Later, roughly 1,900 students were escorted out of the school and onto the football field, where they reunited with their families.
When someone preys on kids, it's tragic.
Last night, we learned the names of the two 14-year-olds who were killed, Mason Shermahorn and Christian Angelo. Also killed were two math teachers, Christina Aramy and Richard Aspinwall. Eight other students and one teacher were all taken to local hospitals with gunshot wounds, but they are expected to survive.
Here is a major part of the investigation they will be looking at today. The FBI says the suspect and his father were both interviewed by Jackson County Sheriff's officials last year after they had online anonymous threats that they had received about a school shooting. The FBI says that at that point, or Jackson County Sheriff say at that point, they did not have probable cause to make an arrest.
CBS's David Malkoff in Widener, Georgia.
I was surprised when the reporter said there were 1,900 students involved in this school, Larry, and I did the math. If you take your average family size, in the U.S. and multiply it by 1,900. That's at least 6,600 people that have been drowned.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Directly affected by this thing, and that doesn't include administrators, teachers, security, and the like. The people working in the cafeteria, the custodial staff, we're talking probably close to 10,000 people. Just one shooter has torn apart the lives of 10,000 people in that little town in Georgia.
A 14-year-old, and again, listening to David's report, they had spoken last year to he and his father based on online threats, but had no cause to charge them, apparently, but this is the end result.
Person is going to you're going to hear speaking now is Jillian Peterson. She is the executive director of the Violence Prevention Project Research Center.
There's typically a large number of warning signs leading up to these horrific events. So I think in this case, we'll be looking for what were the warning signs, what was missed, how do we do better in the future to not miss those signs.
Same questions we've been asking ourselves about the Trump rally shooter.
And just after the news at 9, we're going to talk to the Chief of School Police and Safety and Security Coordinator dealing with parents now here saying, what can we do? And one of the suggestions is pretty simple. There's this new technology you may have seen at the stadiums here, PNC Park, Acrisure, PPG Paints Arena. They're new metal detectors, and they are less obtrusive in terms of getting people to just walk through. And a lot of the urban schools already have metal detectors. Very, very few of schools outside of a city do. So maybe that would be one pretty simple thing that all the schools could do.
I wonder if that technology is similar to the new scanners at the airport, where you don't have to take your laptops out and get them in a separate bin now. You can just run your whole bag through the scanner.
Yeah, they...
speeds things up.
Yeah, the local stadiums have gone to these new technology. In fact, they donated some of their older technology. Still works. It's just not as smooth. You don't have to take everything out. They can detect these kind of things just walking through.
I mean, Penn Hills and Woodland Hills have changed their security setup at football games. And what are they doing? They're mimicking what they do at Acrisure Field. They can only bring in a clear bag now with contents inside.
Yeah, and that was in response to last Friday's shooting that was not in the stadium at Wolf Arena. It was at a pharmacy, which is very close.
Up the street.
But they heard the gunshots and panicked people. We talked to Ian Smith, photographer from KDK TV yesterday morning, who was there on the scene and said he had, and he's been through a lot in his career, said it was very unnerving, and panic ensued once they heard the shots. But because of that, and again, it wasn't in the stadium. They have upped the security at a number of school districts, not just Woodland Hills.
Well, for example, Woodland Hills now, if you're not a Woodland Hills student or you're not a student of the visiting team, you can't get in.
That lays a lot of responsibility on people that aren't, in many cases, getting paid to do other volunteers. Now they got to confront people about you can't stand, you can't, there's some other things that go with that. So We'll also talk about that. Set word to our visits every week with the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. You can see Dr. Mike by our video, too, on our stream at kdkradio.com. There he is. Hey, Doc, good morning. Oh, you're
good morning.
You're a supporter. I see Doc's wearing a Pirates hat. Never say Doc.
Yeah, right? I'm not a fair weather fan.
Yeah, I know, and I feel the same way. I'm just a fan. I want them to do well, and it's been a challenge in the last few weeks. Meanwhile,
I know.
All right, let's get to Tim and Shadyside's question. Hello, Dr. Mike. What should I do if my dog suddenly starts having seizures? What could be the triggers?
Yeah, that's a scary thing. So the first thing is just stay as calm as possible. I grew up with a seizure dog. I know how scary it is. Every time they seize, you think they're going to die, and they're not. I mean, the triggers, you want to prevent them from falling off things like the bed. You want to maybe throw a blanket over them, move them down to level ground. Don't let them fall down steps. But stay away from their mouth. Don't get bit. That's why I say throw a blanket over them when you move them. Then take the blanket off, because when they're contracting, their body's heating up a little bit. And then just watch them and record all the events around it. Call your vet as soon as it's done. Time it approximately. Is it a minute? Is it 2 minutes? Is it 3 minutes? If you're getting up into the 10-minute realm, then it's an emergency. You have to take your dog in. You know, triggers could be a fall, could be epilepsy, could be low blood sugar, toxins, head trauma. And there's so many things that could be underlying health issues that you have to speak to your vet about that if they're starting a seizure. Epilepsy is unknown origin, and we can help to try to control it. We can't cure it yet, but we can help you try to control it. Scary episode.
It sure is, Dr. Mike. You helped me with Poncho and seizures, and I remember how terrified I was the first time around. That was something.
All of us. And even when you know about it, it's really upsetting. And because you just don't want them to hurt. And one of the things that human epileptics have shared with me, except for biting their tongue, there's not pain associated with it.
Dr. Mike, Jeff in West Mifflin has this question. What are the safest human foods that he can share with his dog?
You know, I get this question a lot, and I guarantee I'll leave something out, and people will ask me, well, what about this?
Right.
I told Larry I knew one of your answers right off. Canned pumpkin, right?
You're absolutely right. So cooked chicken would be okay. I wouldn't give the skins. Carrots, apples, blueberries, green beans, canned pumpkin, plain pumpkin. And I always have to warn people, not the pumpkin pie mix, the actual pumpkin. And those things are safe. You want to avoid things like, everybody knows, chocolate, grapes, onions, macadamia nuts, or anything with artificial sweeteners. I'll say anything with artificial sweeteners, xylitol in particular, but you don't want to give it to it. And remember, moderation is key. We already have too many dogs that are overweight, too many cats that are overweight. So, you know, do that in moderation.
And what about, while we're talking human food, cats aren't as prone to eating human food as dogs. Dogs will eat anything, basically, right?
Yeah, that's usually the case. I don't know. We had some cats that every time you'd open up a bag of chips, they were all hanging out, meowing, wanting some chips. So stick with the same kinds of things. The cats are carnivores, so they like meat. They like the chicken. They like the turkey. They like the beef. And I would stick with those kind of treats for the cats if you're talking about human food. They're not so much the vegetable eaters.
By the way, I saw a video last night where this guy, you talk about lazy, he had trained a bird to get some kind of chip out of a bag and feed it to him, which was, you talk about a couch potato. Wow.
That's funny.
I should post that. All right. Grace on the north side wants to know, how can I teach my male cat to use a new type of cat litter without causing him stress? Is this stressful?
We have to worry about his highness. But the things that I would do if I were going to change the litter is you could do it gradually, just like you would food. Start mixing it in slowly. Get him used to the new scent, the new texture, and make sure that he's still using it. Or you could leave the old litter out and put a new litter box next to it with the new litter and see if he starts using it. And then you can just take away the old one as long as he'll use it. I mean, those are the things we do. Cleanliness and positive reinforcement are key. You know, keeping that clean and reinforce them with a treat. And when they're doing the right thing, that's always key. And make sure that they like privacy. So make sure that it's off at a spot where everybody's not watching.
Yeah, this is a little sexist, though. She said, my male cat, underline male. Come on, man.
Yeah, His Highness. That's what
Right. All right, Doc. Thank you, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
All right. You can go to animalgeneral.net. We have a link at kdkradio.com. Dr. Mike Hutchinson on the Big K Morning Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.